The Trump administration has gotten into a new fight with Congress. This one is over access to a whistleblower's reported complaint about incidents, including a private conversation between the president and the president of Ukraine. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our political analyst, Mark Sandalow. Mark, good to have you back with us. This story is a little bit complicated. Could you explain why the president and his people feel like they don't need to comply with Congress's request for this whistleblower report?
It's a very complicated story, but and the problem with it is much of it is being reported by news agencies, by anonymous sources. What we know for sure is that the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community received a whistleblower complaint that was serious and urgent enough for him to notify Congress that something had gone wrong in the intelligence process. Normally, they give details of what that is. This time, he says he was ordered not to give details. Now, there's been speculation, and there have been multiple news reports that the concern has been a conversation, as you mentioned, that the president had with the president of the Ukraine. Now, what could possibly have been amiss about that? The speculation is the president of Ukraine had been involved in some investigations into Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and his contacts in Ukraine. The thought is it is at least conceivable that the president said in his private phone conversation, hey, we'll release some aid to you, or we'll do something positive, or we'll punish you if you don't investigate you this. We want to get to the bottom of what this is. Obviously for political reasons, because the president fears that he'll be running against Joe Biden. That would be extraordinarily inappropriate if that's what happened. I mean, that could arguably be an impeachable offense. People would argue about whether or not that's a high crime and misdemeanor, but I think the entire foreign policy community in Washington would say that would be a gross misuse of presidential power. The president, in his defense, has said, of course I didn't do that. Does anybody think, is there anybody dumb enough out there to think I would say something inappropriate on a phone call that obviously others are listening to? And there are a lot of people who are saying, yeah, there are a lot of us that dumb.
Well, so, Mark, there are a lot of threads to this story. Among them are the questions of presidential privilege. There's a question of whether President Trump, who has been shown great antipathy toward the intelligence community since day one, is simply, sort of ragging the bear here a little bit, just trying to get a rise.
Well, this is, I've been out for a couple weeks because I was traveling through China. And I'll tell you, when you're in China, this kind of story would make absolutely no sense there. President Xi in China does whatever he wants, and no one would question him. And if they did question him, they could be, their career would be in serious danger. We have a very different system in the States. We have checks and balances, and there is a very specific law that says if a whistleblower goes and makes a complaint, and if the inspector general believes it is an urgent and serious matter, that he has the responsibility to share this with Congress. Because the idea is that Congress, the people's voice, then can look it over and say, well, this is a stupid complaint, or this is a pretty serious complaint. That's how our system works. That's the law. So that's precisely the battle that's going on now. Trump, who I kept on thinking in China, boy, he would love to be president of China, because the newspapers adore President Xi because they are state-run newspapers. But we have a very different system here in the States, and there are checks and balances, and right now Congress is saying it's very clear you have to tell us this, and the president is saying absolutely not.
Congress is already talking about taking this to court, Mark. Is there a way that this can be resolved quickly in the courts, or is it going to drag out?
No, it could be resolved very quickly. I mean, this kind of thing, this isn't some precedent-setting case. I mean, the court just have to serve as a referee here and say, what does the law say? And this is not the kind of thing where the president has to make the transcript of the call public. That's not it at all. It would be behind closed doors in a meeting of the intelligence committees with just a few people receiving classified information. But folks like Adam Schiff, the Californian who runs the House Intelligence Committee, he could then decide whether or not this is something that warrants further investigation or not. Of course, Schiff is very partisan himself, and Trump says that the guy has come after him and struck out every time so far. So it's sort of the usual battle. But once again, this is Trump completely defying the norms here in Washington. And would it hurt him electorally? Probably not. But this is the kind of thing that makes at least the establishment in Washington bury their hands in their Their face in their hands.
Glad to have you back, Mark. And have a great weekend. Mark Sandalow, our KCBS political analyst, back from a couple of weeks in China with us this morning.